Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Welcome to another Get Geekish podcast. Bino and Derek joining you here in this month of August 2018.
I kind of like that intro.
Yeah, kind of fun, huh? Very Truman Show-y.
Did it just kind of pop in your head right now, or you've been thinking about that?
Yep. I got a good night's sleep last night, so the creativity's flowing.
What does that feel like?
I don't know.
All right.
But we're talking monsters this week. There's a big event coming up that we're going to be going to. At least I am. I'm not sure if you're going to it or not. But Monster Day Greeley is happening. And it's just a celebration of all things monster. And it got us discussing monsters amongst ourselves. We thought we'd share that same discussion with you.
Now, you know, some people might be going, monsters? It's Halloween's not for another month and a half.
Monsters are a part of our culture.
Yep.
Every part of it. Has been for years. They actually talk. There's a psychology experiment. The name in psychology. I'm going to sound really dumb here using words that don't make sense. But
that's what we do.
People create monsters, and they have throughout history as a way to explain things or deal with things or compartmentalize things or give a face to things. And it's very, very helpful for a lot of people to have monsters created.
Vampires aren't real?
Well, just the sparkly ones.
The ones that sound like a game of Bejeweled when you look at them?
Exactly. But we'll start with the definition, because that's usually what we like to do, because then we don't look like complete idiots. But a monster is a creature which produces fear or physical harm by its appearance or its actions. It's derived from the Latin term of monstrum, and it usually connotes that something is wrong or evil. It's generally morally objectionable, physiologically hideous, or a freak of nature. And they're usually composites of different creatures. Often monsters are hybrids of different animals or people mixed with other creatures and whatnot.
Well, now you know how we talked about last week. We talked about esports and how the definition of sports has changed. Mm-hmm. I feel like the definition of monsters could change because I don't feel like every quote-unquote monster is evil. Case in point, Pokemon, which is pocket monsters.
Mm-hmm. There are some evil Pokemon, but in general, they're cute. Cut a little pika pika.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, some people are like, oh, they're creatures, but, you know, it's the whole, they start out pocket monsters. That was the name.
Bust out some Japanese translation. I'm assuming it's Japanese.
Yep.
Pocket monsters, okay. But yeah, I mean, it's the monsters originate from that, but I think in this day and age, because monsters became such a huge part of pop culture that they became entertainment, per se. It wasn't a new monster was created necessarily to deal with some deep-seated psychological issue, or even the monsters post-World War II. Mm-hmm. A lot of the giant monsters that were destroying cities, they say a lot of that was due to people finding ways to deal with the idea of nuclear war. Because suddenly there's this giant lizard creature that could destroy the city that we should worry about, and oh, okay, freak out. And it's okay, that's, you know.
I feel like I'd much rather deal with Godzilla than a bomb, but so I like the way that they go.
I think so. I mean,
and then they made Godzilla a good one. See, that's, again, the whole, you know, he's fighting other monsters to protect the city while still destroying it. But, you know.
You got to take the good with the bad, right? But, yeah, that kind of jumped our conversation off of the classic monsters. There's Count Dracula, mm-hmm. Frankenstein's monster, werewolves, mummies, zombies. Those all have been on for a long time.
I got to give you props for saying Frankenstein's monster.
I read the internet.
Right? I don't know. Like, I hate being that person when somebody's like, oh, yeah, Frankenstein. I'm like, it's Frankenstein's monster. Like, I loved how they kind of brought that in Hotel Transylvania 3. Uh-huh. When he's like, well, actually. And then they kind of got brushed over. So props to that on that one. But
yeah, it's always good like that. I mean, it's known as you see, oh, it's Frankenstein. You see it up there. I'm like, okay, well, it became the cultural norm.
It's Frankenstein. Can resist it.
Dracula, I mean, he's changed through history as many different
stories. Nosferatu, I mean, it started out as this hideous beast type of thing, and then, you know, now it's all suave and seductive.
Vampires are dreamy.
Yeah, I want to suck your blood. Okay.
Only if we can stay together for eternity.
That's commitment.
But what's one of your favorite monsters of all time? Since with the classic ones are good. I mean, don't get me wrong; those they're classic monsters for a reason because they were
Are we talking one of my favorite classic monsters?
Yeah, just in general.
Well, I was going to say, favorite classic would probably have to be Godzilla. As cheesy as those movies are.
I love how your classic monster's like not even 100 years old.
Right. Well, I mean, the mummy's okay. I would have to say, if we're going classic, like Wolfman, Creature of the Black Lagoon type of stuff, I would say the Mummy, just because of the history that kind of goes behind it. You know, it has that whole urban legend behind it and the curse of the mummy's tomb. Plus, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy is fantastic. I just think vampires are okay, but I think they're overdone.
Yeah.
Zombies will always have a place in my heart or my brain, if you want to go that route. But I think they're also overdone.
Yeah.
And Wolfman, get a shock collar on him, it's fine.
They keep trying with Wolfman, but I mean, nothing's ever going to top Teen Wolf.
Yeah, that was going to say, that's when I think of Wolfman, I think of surfing on top of a van to some classic 80s, you know, it's just that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Michael J. Fox
and some high tops and a tank top. That's my Wolfman.
So if you were going to go classic, what would you do for classic?
You know, I have the same thing too. I don't know if you call it a classic one, but I think the whole Legend of the Loch Ness Monster is kind of fun.
Mm, yeah, that's a good one.
It's one that doesn't date back that long ago, but it's kind of fun when you can get an entire town of people that are in a thing. And most people, I think, are not... Well, I'm not going to say most people, but I think a lot of people know there's not a giant dinosaur living just under the coast.
Nessie! Hey, fun fact. My wife's dad was in the paper when he was a kid for seeing the Loch Ness Monster.
Really?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Do you know what dinosaur they think the Loch Ness Monster looks like?
I knew it at one point.
The Elasmosaur.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a something, but yeah.
Yeah.
What if it is still a dinosaur?
Oh, yeah, it very well could be, but...
Well, okay. So here's the thing, too. If we're going to go...
What are they find first? The Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, or Bigfoot?
Or here's the thing. Okay, so this goes to kind of a movie that just came out last week, The Megalodon.
Mm-hmm.
Big old shark. You know, there's tons of the ocean that we have yet to see. So for all we know, that thing could be out there. There's giant squids, for crying out loud. So
yeah. I was actually just watching a video about that where they're talking about the discoveries world and of the oceans. Humans have only explored less than 3% of the oceans.
Jeez, we found some ugly fish there too.
Yeah, what are those things called with the giant teeth?
The anglerfish.
Yeah, those things give me nightmares. I know they're not there, but I get swim in a deep lake, and I'm like, ah, get away from me!
Oh man,
classic monster that I think is a good one that sometimes feels like it's overdone, but other times not. The Headless Horseman.
Yes. Okay. So this is when it has a. Okay, I can't say this. I was gonna say
offend somebody. Go ahead.
No, it wasn't gonna be offended. It was just gonna say when it has a huge story or urban legend behind it, I love it. Yes, Dracula does. Great, I get it. But like stuff like the Headless Horseman is fantastic. You know, it's just one of those ones where somebody sees something, just like the Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, that's a goat sucker. How do you know? My goat's over there dead. Are you sure that wasn't a coyote? It was a goat sucker.
I can't explain it, so I made something up.
Well, exactly. I think that's what we do. I mean, so a quote-unquote monster story of my own, the whole see something. So my cousin and I, we were, you know, growing up, we used to have sleepovers at my grandma's house out, and she had a porch that was, you know, screened and everything like that. So during the summer, we'd go over there, and we camped out there. And at one time... We swear we saw a shadow figure come up to the door and then run away really quick. Now, that figure to us, both of us, looked like Sonic the Hedgehog. So, you know, take it as you will. But, yeah.
And then Dr. Robotnik drove by. I don't know what the hell's going on. Too much Zima, I reckon.
I may have played too much Sonic as a kid, you know.
No such thing. Hey, before we get another two, let's also thank our friends over at AIM Student Radio for broadcasting the podcast every Wednesday night. It still makes my heart happy that happens.
When they announce it, I'm like, aw.
And if you guys want to follow along and do some chiming in yourself, you can always comment on the Podbean app, or you can go to the website, getgeekish.com, Facebook, Instagram, at getgeekish. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, talk to us.
We're nerdy, and we don't have enough time to have a lot of nerdy friends, so you can be our nerdy friends, please.
We're nerdy, and we know it.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right, so we'll go to more modern monsters now. Like, what's one of your favorite modern type of monsters?
I'm going to get judged for this. Yeah. Critters?
Really?
Yeah. Critters? Again, it's the whole growing up watching Critters, and just the humor in that made me laugh. I know it's supposed to be scary. One of the ones I hated growing up was Leprechaun, because that first movie, I watched it recently, is horrible and cheesy, but when I watched it as a kid, it scared the daylights out of me.
Well, there's a lot of those that came out. I mean, I worked in video stores in my high school time, so in the 80s and 90s, remember walking through the horror section, and every movie had some creepy little animatronic creature, rubber doll puppet that was terrifying, mm-hmm. with bloodshot eyes and extra teeth and extra heads. And most of them never made a dent in pop culture. They just came out. There was some cruddy movie. Oh, yeah, it was a horror movie. Killed some things. And
see, I think that's where Gremlins did it, right? They put a cute creature on the front.
Yeah, yeah. And with their second movie, they did the same thing I feel that Army of Darkness and Evil Dead did.
Well,
and they put out a couple movies that were supposed to be quote-unquote horror movies. They turned out being really campy, and they got to the second. They was like, you know what? Yeah, let's just make this a big joke. Come on. I mean, let's have fun with it.
That's the same thing that Critters did. That's the same thing that Leprechaun did. I mean, you have Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun mm-hmm. in Space. You know, this is they went, all right. Okay, we realized that first movie, we tried, didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you watch Evil Dead, you can see that they try really hard, and then it kind of comes off as just campy, like you said. Evil Dead 2, you can tell they don't try as hard, and then Army of Darkness, they're like, eh.
Shop smart, shop smart.
I love that movie.
I think it's one of the misconceptions that people that like monsters and the horror genre stuff get kind of mislabeled by a lot of other people, because most people I know, again, most that are really into things like monsters and creepy creatures are some of the most humble, nice, down-to-earth people. They just love creepy, weird stuff.
Right.
And it's not because they're super creepy and weird. I look at the Ed Marsha from Distortions. They're the local celebrities, per se. They're part of the whole Monster Day thing this weekend. You talk to them, they're some of the most down-to-earth people, but you talk about monsters, and he will talk for hours about different monster things, and not like, oh God, shut up, Ed. You're hanging on his every word, because there's just so much passion of everything about it, from creating masks to the stories behind him to all of it. And anyone that I know that seems to really be into creatures like these are completely passionate, geekish, if you will, yeah, about monsters.
They get geekish about monsters, mm-hmm. and I'm totally with you. There's actually a store in Fort Collins, too, that rents out horror movies and everything mm-hmm. like that. It's just dedicated to that, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you talk to most people that are not into this kind of stuff. They see a creepy monster movie or somebody dressed up as a bloody zombie, like, ugh, it must be a bunch of weirdos and freaks like worshiping the devil and cutting themselves. Like, no. We just like for terrifying creatures.
So I feel like we need to put a pin in this one, though, because and I'd love to talk with this, and I think this is a closer to Halloween discussion.
We're talking about Hellraiser?
No.
Putting a pin in it?
Nice.
See, I'm on fire.
Okay. But I was threw me off. We could talk about favorite horror movies, because I know that you hate them. Yeah.
I don't like gory movies that make me sick to my stomach.
You also don't like jump scare movies, but that's why I feel like we should have that discussion closer to Halloween. We'll just stick with monsters for
now.
But yeah, so what are you like? Okay, being somebody who doesn't like horror movies, what are some of your favorite modern day monsters?
Well, I still think Predator is one of the good movies or good monsters out there.
You know, we're saying modern day, and we're still stuck in the 80s.
Well, there's a new Predator movie. Come on.
They are remaking Gremlins, I guess.
Okay, the Demogorgon.
Yep,
that was an awesome monster.
Yep,
and utterly terrifying.
Yep.
You're like, oh, this is so campy. I'm terrified.
I know. I think Stranger Things did a good job with that. But
mm-hmm. Let's see. Since I recently got into the Dungeons & Dragons thing on there, the Owlbear, I think, is one of the most hilarious, fun monsters around.
That makes me think of Man-Bear Pig.
Do you know what an owlbear is?
No.
It's a bear with the head of an owl that can turn its head a full 360 degrees.
That sounds terrifying.
And then it attacks people with sharp talons and claws, and you just imagine this really well told dungeon story came out. There's an owlbear,
and you're like, an owlbear? Oh my god! So you mentioned Predator.
Uh huh.
Some may say that's an alien. So aliens are monsters.
I would count aliens as monsters, because most aliens we have in pop culture are monsters to a point by a loose definition.
Oh, I guess critters are kind of aliens too. So I'm going to change my answer. My favorite modern day monster by that definition, Alf.
I thought you were a cat person.
Ah, Alf was a, you know, wisecracking alien. You just gotta love it.
That's true. That's true.
If we're gonna go on the good side of monsters, how about Hellboy?
Yeah.
Technically, he's a monster. I mean, he's the spawn of hell, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's a good-hearted to protect the small guy.
Well, and even that, I mean, look at it, half the crew too, Abe Sapien and
yeah, his whole.
What I don't know, my brain just stopped on that one.
I can see him, but I can't. Yeah. The Invisible Girl and the Fish
Guy. My brain also went to League of Extraordinary Gentlemen as well, because
I almost did a horrible Sean Connery impression right there. You're welcome for not doing it. How about Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc.? I mean, the entire cast of Monsters, Inc., you're like, okay, these are...
Well, it's in the name.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Mike Wazowski.
Jack Skellington.
Jack, yeah.
Would he be a monster?
I mean...
He's a giant skeleton with a pumpkin head. That's pretty much...
Now, every time somebody brings up Nightmare Before Christmas, I just get the song stuck in my head and my brain goes through it. So, yes, I would agree.
Yeah, yeah.
But Oogie Boogie, I think, would be the biggest monster out of that movie. If we're, you know,
just yeah, the big also... gunny sack full of bugs is kind of gross.
What about the cartoon from Nickelodeon, Arrow Monsters?
Yeah.
You know.
They were not scary at all.
No. They tried to be.
Doctor Who villains. There's some great monsters in there. I have to say, as campy as Doctor Who can be, like, the Cybermen being these giant walking tin cans are still kind of terrifying.
I know where you're going with this. You're going Weeping Angels. Because you kind of warned me when I first started watching
that. I skipped them off of my list, but I'm...
Really?
Well, I love the Weeping... My iPad lock screen is a Weeping Angel turned backwards, and when you unlock it, it's the face right in the front of the screen, which makes me happy. But I still... I have nightmares of this, because my wife got me good one time. We have our little bathroom in our master bedroom, and on the inside of the door, she printed out a big Weeping Angels thing right in the middle of watching that part of the Doctor Who series, taped on the inside of the door, so I got up in the morning, shut the door, turned like, ah! Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, so, like, they did a great job with that.
Mm-hmm. And even the Daleks. I mean, they're cheesy villains that have been around for decades now, but just what they are about is terrifying. You can watch a show and you're like, this is... No, please don't do that.
We're forgetting a whole realm here of Jim Henson. Jim Henson has created so many different creatures that could be, you know, considered monsters, monster-ish.
Ludo for president. Can I just put my ticket in now?
Yep, do it. God.
Me one vote!
Oh, Ludo.
How about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Technically a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Conjured up. I thought of the most innocent thing I could.
I mean, I love the Stay Puft. And it's iconic. I mean, that's another movie, the Ghostbusters movie came out, and that five-minute scene from that Ghostbusters has become an iconic movie moment, a cultural moment almost.
Mm-hmm.
People see that Marshmallow Man, and they know Ghostbusters.
Well, and I'm trying to think, too. I mean, Stephen King, the king of creating monsters, I mean, It just got that remake, and...
Well, see, we were talking about standard for people, but does It count as a monster, or was it a person?
It's a monster, because it's like a demon.
Okay, fair enough. You win.
Yeah.
Another villain, we're going down the alien route, the Cylons from Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
They're some good, and they're another ones, especially with the newer series. Those episodes were intense, and some of those Cylon moments were jumpy, terrifying, scary, creepy, like gave you the heebie-jeebies and made you not want to go to sleep afterwards.
Yeah. Well, and what were the creatures from Dark Crystal?
Dark Crystal, that was the Skeezix.
Yeah.
The big vulture-looking things? Yeah.
Those things were terrifying when I was little. Now I'm just like, you know, when we saw one displayed at Comic-Con recently, I was like, wow.
Neat. What about if we went on Predator? We didn't talk about aliens, the xenomorphs, and the facehuggers.
The facehuggers scare me more than the xenomorphs.
But what was worse than a facehugger? Did you play Half-Life ever?
I did. The head crabs.
the head crabs were like the way they just described whatever they did. You're like, nope, nope, nope. I'm like not playing this game anymore. Nope, not gonna happen.
What's funny too is I remember playing that game and seeing them, and once they actually described what they were, I was like, eesh.
I've got another one that you will probably love that on first glance looks like some stoned college kids rejected idea for a film script. But what about good old friend Violator?
Oh, yeah.
He was a big, fat, obnoxious clown that turned into a demon spawn giant tooth thingy.
As bad as that movie is, John Leguizamo playing the clown slash Violator, best part.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I will give it that one. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, you know, I mean, even in the Star Wars world, there's so many in that.
I didn't look much into Star Wars because I started thinking about Star Wars monsters. And because if we're going off of aliens, almost everything in that movie could be a monster. Chewbacca could be a monster. Everybody talks about the Rancor because they actually mention the Rancor by name.
Or the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a living thing.
Jabba the Hutt. He's a monster.
I was going to Jabba the Hutt route. Salacious Crumb. The little guy that was like... sitting next to Jabba.
Oh, yeah.
And a little guy. How would you like to have him? I'm just going to throw this out there. He'd be a fun little ESA. emotional support animal. Just have him carrying it around. Have him laughing and stuff.
Yeah, but he'd be laughing at you, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's who
supposed
doesn't?
To emotionally support you.
Who doesn't laugh at me?
Supposed to support you. You don't get an emotionally debilitating creature. I still think, I got too much confidence. So I got this thing's going to keep me in check.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be funny. I should make his ringtone or make his laugh my ringtone. Then that would be kind of the same.
There you go.
What about like the video game realm of, you know, you can go Silent Hill with.
That's because you're going Pyramid Head, aren't you?
Yeah. Or the nurses.
The idea of Pyramid Head, terrifying. I feel like the way it was portrayed, it lost something for me.
You didn't play the game, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Having that thing stalk you throughout.
Oh, no, the stalking part of it. But then when you saw it, you're like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dumb hood of the pyramid on his head? Pyramid Head? Come on.
Well, I mean...
the idea of Pyramid Head, great monster. The look of him, I was what a huge fan of.
Well, and then another game that I would love... I think we should actually stream you playing is Dead Space. They have creatures in there that...
This isn't going to be like another Five Nights at Freddy's moment, is it?
No. This one, because since you hate... jump scares and you hate creepy stuff.
I don't hate jump scares.
You do. You're a wuss. You won't even go to a corn maze.
Well, that's different. One thing is can touch me because I'm afraid of taking another human life on accident.
Anyway, I think we should, because the aliens in that one are pretty bad. Like they consume you and like just take over bodies and that's great.
We could go for a different realm of the like Greek and Norse monsters and stuff like that, or the mythological ones, like
Cerberus.
I was gonna say Cerberus. Cerberus is awesome.
Depends what portrayal, but yes, I'll agree with you on that.
Which portrayal are you thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking like Fluffy from
Fluffy from Harry Potter. That was a good one. Yeah, because I think that's when I think of Fluffy, especially because my wife has a Fluffy action figure, for lack of a better word.
Yep,
from the Harry Potter series. Like, oh, the little three headed. Junkyard dog, cool. But when you go back to the actual stories of it, he is, what is it?
He guards the gates of hell.
Yes.
Or Hades.
Claws of a lion, a mane made out of snakes and a serpent's tail and three heads. And he was the offspring of Typhon and the Chimera.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, if you Google what chimeras are, they're a mix of a whole bunch of things. If you want to go that route with mythical creatures, Hydra, not... Marvel's Hail Hydra, but the Hydra itself is, you know, the dragon-headed thing. You cut off a head, it grows another one. I mean, one would even say Medusa's a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been portrayed as a monster.
She had snakes growing up. That's a monster.
Snakes.
Well, let's tie this back to real life a little bit here.
All right.
Because I did find another point that somebody made that made me laugh a whole lot. Is the first person that ever ate a lobster... Those things are monsters. Giant sea spider scorpion things with big claws and giant antennas and extra legs. Who picked one of those? Like, let me put this in my mouth.
Okay, that's another podcast. Let's put a pin in that one, too, because that we could go down the whole route of how did this become food?
Yeah.
I feel like that, okay. So
we got to write that down. How did this become food?
I'm writing that down right there because I agree with you. There's some animals out there, and especially like we go back to the ocean, sea creatures. You look at that and you go, why?
I'm glad I went through this list here. You were asking my favorite monster, and I was kind of fudging around because I couldn't remember what it was. Audrey 2 was one of my favorite monsters of all time.
Audrey 2?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah. Feed me, Seymour, feed me.
For some reason, that musical, that movie, never gets old. We saw, was it Peachy Sweet Cosplay? Somebody was doing the Seymour at the Denver Comic Con, and it just kind of rekindled the, oh, I love Seymour.
It actually, like, yeah, I mean, Audrey 2 is a great monster. I think that was one of the early ones that, you know, growing up, my mom loved to show me stuff like that, and yeah.
It's scary and quote unquote believable, but still fun and lighthearted. And
that movie, I remember seeing it as a kid. That movie sparked my interest in Venus flytraps.
Mm-hmm. I think all of us bought Venus flytraps.
Those are the monsters of the plant world, I guess.
Did you ever try and put your finger in one?
I did not. I put a pencil in one.
They don't close on your fingers. I wasn't going to let a radioactive spider bite me, but I'll let a plant bite me.
Also, if you want to go real world, I know that if my wife's listening to this, she's like, you forgot to mention the one big monster, bees. She hates bees and wasps.
How could you call bees monsters? Mm. Bees are adorable.
I know, especially big old bumblebees. But, yeah. You know, that's again, that goes to everybody's definition of a monster. You know, it's something that you either associate with fear or, I mean, some people could even say Care Bears are monsters because they're different. I mean,
I've seen some DeviantArt Care Bears that would classify as monsters.
Yeah, let's not go down that road. I'm trying to think of, I mean, some street sharks. Those are kind of monsters, but...
Yeah, I mean, when I started just thinking about this, I was just doing some random Google searches, and there's literally tens of thousands of monsters for them. I mean, every video game has monster characters in it. Almost every sci-fi movie has monsters in it, books with monsters, and they're all slightly different variations because there's, you know, when they're not real, you can take some liberties.
Another monster that I love is the rabbit with big sharp teeth that go, raw, raw, raw. Monty Python for you.
That bloody scene is one of the greatest in cinematic history, I'm fairly certain.
It's just a rabbit. But what? I mean, we could talk and just try to reminisce. I mean, because 80s cartoons always had some kind of monster part, you know, or especially around, I mean, look at all the Scooby-Doo villains, which most of them were the landlords or managers, but
yeah,
that taught us a life lesson that
or
monsters.
Or the owner of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. That taught us a life lesson that monsters can be real. Ghostbusters. The cartoon had a whole bunch of different ones in it. I mean, there's so many out there, and like we said, they're not all bad.
Yeah.
Or what's that movie? Not Mac and Me.
E.T. Mac and Me. Flight of the Navigator.
No, the one with Fred Savage and on the
Flight of the Navigator.
No. On the cover, it has that blue
monster. Oh, Little Monsters.
Yeah.
Maurice.
Yeah. See, that one's not bad. I could see the cover. I couldn't think of the movie.
That's my problem because of the youth time. When I was a kid going through movies, that's how you knew movies because you just walked back the boxes every weekend for like 10 years.
Yep. Well, let's go rent a movie. Okay.
Yeah, a tangent. The fact that the digital outlets like Vudu and iTunes, they keep changing the covers of the movies, torques me off like nobody's business.
They're like, oh, here's this cover. What? That's a variant that was... what is that? That's not the movie I know.
Why is Donatello's face on Secret of the Ooze? What the hell?
Yes, we're nerds.
The Ninja Turtles, they were technically monsters.
Yeah.
Everything that
Bebop
got
rock,
mixed things together.
Bebop and Rocksteady. I mean, I'm looking around your room, and there's not a lot of monsters in here, but, you know.
There's real-life monsters like V for Vendetta, you know. That's a different
plot. That's a villain.
Venom's kind of a monster.
He's a symbiote, yeah. I'll give you that.
You mean a symbiote?
Oh my god! If they did not change that in the movie, and overdub her saying symbiote back to symbiote, I'm going to scream. Tangent over. I mean, I guess you do have some stuff from... Yeah, you got the Weeping Angels up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a Weeping Angel in their house. You know, TV shows that, I mean, Game of Thrones, you have the White Walkers and things like that. They're slightly terrifying. The way they portray those in the shows, they're a little scary.
A little bit. They're also very good javelin throwers. If you haven't been there, that's not a spoiler, but... You
know. Yeah. Spoilers. There's dragons and dead things. How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
Coraline.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the creepy pants in Coraline, the one she turns into a giant spider. Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah. I mean, even Lord of the Rings, you know, you have Shelob, which is a giant spider, which is right up your alley, I know. Mm-hmm.
Sauron. The orcs, technically, are all monsters. I mean, there's a lot of good monsters, and they're fun. I mean, when somebody says, oh, it's a monster, when you're talking about real things, it's a different story, because real monsters are bad, bad people.
Yeah.
But pop culture monsters are awesome.
Well, especially, I like how they're bringing it back, and I'm going to go back to Hotel Transylvania for this, because my daughter, just like your daughter, is obsessed with it.
We just finished her Mavis costume for Comic-Con, so, yeah.
And, yeah, so, you know, she's talking, she's like, oh, Drax awesome, and I'm like, if you only knew the real story of Dracula. I did not go blah, blah, blah.
You can say that for most monsters. You look at the actual origins of most of the monster stories, you're like, oh, wow, I feel like a bad person now. Mm-hmm. Like, that was based off a murderer, huh?
Vlad the Impaler.
Well, even the Boogeyman.
Yep.
That's a monster that everybody makes up their own thing for it, and I looked that up because one of my daughter's friends in preschool kept telling her the Boogeyman's real because her dad lied to her and made my life a living cesspool to explain to my crying daughter that it wasn't. So I had to do research and show her how Google works. And to find out the Boogeyman was actually based on a real serial killer. I forgot what his name was, but the whole story behind it, it's not right in my brain right now. But this guy was killing people, and so they warned kids that the Boogeyman's going to get you. Like, you better get in the house, or some random stranger's going to come kill you in your sleep. And then it kind of just evolved from there into this...
Well, that's kind of like Krampus.
Yeah.
You know, the anti-Santa.
Maybe that's the difference, is maybe that there were so many generations of people inventing monsters to scare the crap out of their kids that now we're inventing monsters to make us feel better.
Again. Well, the thing is, too, is you go, there's so many generations and so many different cultures. You know, the Chupacabra, I didn't grow up with it. I didn't know what it was until I talked to some of my friends from Latin culture that grew up with it. And I was like, oh, goat sucker? What?
Yeah, and the fact that in some cultures it was like a legitimately scary thing. Like,
yeah.
When I first heard of chupacabras, I assumed it was, oh, like a jackalope or something.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and I'm thinking of the scene from Ant-Man right now. We're just talking about the witch. You know, that's the thing is, each culture has its own little monster to try to keep kids in line.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. But then we kind of counter it with these kiddie movies to show them monsters aren't bad. A la Aura Monsters, Monsters, Inc., Hotel Transylvania, you know, stuff like that, which is great because, hey, we grew up in a generation...
Did you just pull a Fonz on us?
Hey, I do that from time to time. Not a monster, but we grew up with a generation where monsters were there to scare the living crap out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was one of those ones. The 80s and early 90s were huge for slasher pictures and, you know, creature pictures and all those things to try to scare you. Now it's just going, like you said, more the gore route to gross you out rather than actual scares and try to scare you. And then they're like, these classic monsters, let's kiddify them.
Yeah. It works out, though. But it'll be interesting to see what new monster, you know, if we could freeze time and then go ahead 25 years in the future and find out what is big in the monster world then, I think it'd be really entertaining. Or if you go back 25 years and figure out what, I mean, we probably can't if we did some research, but I'm too lazy for that part to figure out what monsters and was really big in pop culture in like the 70s.
Well, I mean, the 70s, they had a fascination with serial killers. You can see that in a whole bunch of different types of movies that came out then, 70s mm-hmm. and 80s. But like slasher flicks like Jason and everything like that kind of started out with the idea of the serial killer and then went a different route. But Freddy Krueger getting into your dreams and stuff like that. Everything, like you said, every monster has a basis in reality. that they flip to try to accept it. Mm. I like that.
Turn things upside down, if you will.
Yeah.
Demogorgon?
Yeah, I got
it. Back in the fold.
Brought it back. But I like now we do that, but we try to make fun of it, which is great. And we still have monster flicks out there because you have those ones that are staples in culture. But we're also going like, hey.
And I feel like it makes things easy because Harry Potter did it best. Because when you're talking about defense against the dark arts, what was the ridiculous spell?
Made fun of it.
Made fun of something that scares you. And that's how you get over things. Case in point, my daughter right now, she wanted to see The Meg. Because we saw the trailer when we saw Jurassic World for The Meg. And she really wanted to see a shark movie. And good-hearted dad here says, no, honey, that's way too scary for you. At that moment, she called me out. Because she said, Dad, I'm watching dinosaurs. I can watch a shark movie. Which I had no retort to. But then she watched the trailer a couple times at home. And then she was terrified and had nightmares about sharks for like 2 weeks. And what got her over the hump? Pink Frog.
Oh, really?
The trailer came out that has the Baby Shark do-do-do-do song over the Meg trailer.
Yep.
She watched that no less than 25 times, and the next morning she woke up and said, Dad, I dreamed about sharks, but then I dreamed about do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it was really funny, and then I dreamed about it again, and then I dreamed about this song, and I love want to see the movie again.
Yeah, but she's going to be really disappointed if she sees the movie and the Baby Shark song's not in it.
Oh, she knows it's not in it.
Okay.
But here's my ace in the hole. Before you think I'm a bad parent for letting my daughter see the Meg, I'm going to bring her headphones with Baby Shark on my phone, so if she gets scared, I'll slap them on there. She'll be good to go.
All right. Let's make this happen.
We're talking about monsters and parenting lessons. You are welcome.
Yeah, it's better than... Well, I'm not saying I have bad parents, but like, you know, watch a scary movie. Like, I used to sneak scary movies when I was a kid because, you know, summer, some of my friends had them, and I would watch it and make... Like Day of the Triff, it's terrified me, and then I was like, eh. But yeah, you know, bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
What's just some of your favorite monsters?
Yeah, let us know. Like I said, drop us on social media or the website to getgeekish.com, at getgeekish on the socials, and
I think we stayed on topic. We might have bounced around a little bit, but
it was a loose topic.
Yeah, it was a loose topic.
But we'll go to Monster Day, we'll see lots of monsters, and then we will see you next week. Why do I always say we'll see you? You'll hear us next week. Thanks for listening.